Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We're excited about this next hour for those joining us on the radio side. For those joining us online, we have two great segments coming up with you, including best-selling author Catherine McKenzie. She's back to talk about her new book, Smoke, and also what it's been like for her to see the way that readers have been responding to the new book as well as to her work. If you just know hearing about the book, we'll tell you all a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But Catherine, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing really good. As I was telling you before we went on here, you know, I really enjoyed the book myself. We'll be reminding our audience a little bit later how they can get it for themselves, Catherine. But what has it been like for you? So you've been able to kind of reflect on this literary journey that you've been on and that your readers around the world have been on. What has it been like for you to see how they continue to come back to you and also, of course, to really resonate with the characters you create?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, really. I mean, writing is a weird activity. You're alone with your thoughts for a really long time, and and then the book is finished, and you're talking about it, but nobody can read it, and then it comes out, and, you know, unlike 100 years ago or maybe even 50 years ago, you sort of get instant feedback. People write you emails and post things online and tell you what they think about the book, good or bad. But it's been really, really positive response and to Smoke, and it's great to see.
Yeah, I think one of the big things, you know, for myself as a guy reading this book, Catherine, that I appreciate it, is how well-developed the characters are and how it really is, I think, you know, even though the two main characters are women, the men can definitely see themselves in the situations. I mean, has that been part of the great thing, too, to have men and women really resonate with the characters and the situations you put the characters in?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You know, I don't think that when men write books that people think, oh, well, can women relate to this book or not? It's only a question that comes up with women authors for some reason.
Yeah.
But absolutely, I mean, I want everyone to find my stories accessible. And really, for me, when I'm looking for a good book, I just want a good story. And it's not about, is it telling a woman's story or a man's story? I mean, I don't think our stories as people are really that different from one another.
Yeah. So taking up on that point then, Catherine, when did you first realize the gift of storytelling in general for yourself? I mean, when did you know that that was something that, that you definitely had a gift with?
A gift. I don't know. Is it a curse? Is it a gift? I think I always, I mean, I was a very big reader always. I have memories of when I was a little kid and my parents, like, prying a flashlight out of my hands to make me go to sleep. But I really only started sitting down to try and write novels about 10 years ago, and I had no idea if I could do it at all. And so I decided to try and see if I could do it, and I did it, and I put that in the drawer, and then I had another idea, and I tried again. And I think it really wasn't until I got my first agent, and so someone who didn't know me was willing to take me on as a risk, that I really felt like maybe I had something. So I think that was really the first moment.
Yeah. And now, of course, you've been able to literally share this gift, you know, with the world. And I believe it is a gift because, I mean, like I said, I mean, there are people like myself that look forward to your work. And I think, you know, that's not always said about authors these days. It's, you know, no matter how many books they have out. But, you know, I think, you know, the great thing for me, too, when I was prepping for the segment, I thought about how you give your characters these literal situations that they are dealing with, but also these situations that are so much bigger, I think, and that are really metaphors for other things in their lives. I mean, has it always been part of your literary experience, being able to tell a story, but also to get us as readers to kind of reflect on our own life and our own path and our own decisions?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm always trying to do that in a subtle way. I think that if you've got a message that you're sort of hammering at people, then that's, you know, that can get away in the way of the story. So the story always comes first. But when I write a book, there are definitely themes that I want to explore and things I want people to be thinking about. And I think that with the best books, that's what keeps you thinking about the book afterwards, is that it made you think about something in a new way or look at a situation that you thought you understood in a new way or made you understand a situation that you thought you never could. So I'm definitely trying to do that, but I think, you know, that's the sort of secondary goal in the book. And if it does that as well as tell a good story, then, you know, that's great.
Yeah, and I think that is definitely what has happened here. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today bestselling author Catherine McKenzie. We're talking to her not only about her journey as a storyteller, but also her new book, Smoke, that's already getting a lot of attention. And what I love about this is not only do readers like myself enjoy it, you have other readers that I love reading who enjoy your work as well. I mean, what has that part of the experience been like, Catherine, to have your peers also be fans?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things that I never even thought about when I started writing books, but all the amazing authors that I would get to meet, some of whom I'm big fans of or who have become big fans of, and then to have them turn around and appreciate my work too is just fantastic. So, you know, there's a really great community among authors, and most authors are really open about supporting other people and other, you know, people that are doing the same thing we are. And I think that's important. I mean, I'm a big fan of supporting other authors, and I'm, you know, always happy and humbled when other authors do the same for me.
Yeah. Let's get into the book a little bit, Catherine. Again, as I mentioned, you have these two women that are kind of at the forefront, but there are others in the book that we get to know as well, but Elizabeth and Mindy. What I thought was so interesting about Elizabeth for me was that, you know, it's so interesting because I know I have been in a place in my life where it seems as though professionally everything is perfect and parts
right.
of my personal life could be literally falling apart, but no one would know it because, hey, you're so good at your job. we never would have
right.
noticed. I mean, here was Elizabeth, someone who was very good at what she did, but the thing is, at what cost? You know, what was she willing to give up to be able to do it? I mean, what was it like for you to kind of go into that dynamic with her and then to slip into her skin and to tell her story in first person and share it with us?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are probably more people than we think who are like that. It's hard to have all pieces of your life together at any one moment, right? And so, I mean, I think what I do is I really try and think about my characters a long time. I'm not somebody who outlines a lot, but I do think about my characters a lot before I start writing. And so I have to sort of hear their voice in my head, as crazy as that sounds. And I have to feel like I know how they're going to react to a particular situation that I put them in. And so for Elizabeth, you know, I wanted to take someone who was really, really strong in one area of her life. And in fact, she does a man's job. She's a firefighter. And then make her vulnerable in another part of her life with her marriage and wanting to have kids and that not happening for her. And to see, you know, how would a person who's like that, how would they react when, you know, they've always been able to take what they wanted in life and then they have something that they can't achieve anymore.
Right.
And it's kind of out of their control, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that again is the interesting thing. And Mindy is interesting as well. I thought it was interesting, and I mentioned this in my review on Amazon, Catherine, how, of course, we're able to, through the way the book is written, to kind of go person to person with Elizabeth, but then you kind of give us a wider view of Mindy. I mean, how did Mindy's character come about?
All of my books to date have been first person, mostly present, which is, you know, one kind of experience. And I wanted to write a character in third person and see if I could bring someone to the page in the same way that I feel like I can when I write first person. And I wanted someone who on the surface seemed to be kind of the opposite of Elizabeth. So she has a family and she has what Elizabeth wants. And ultimately, that's what, you know, drove their friendship apart in the past. And so I wanted to explore that. And I think Mindy really is a sort of polar opposite. Mindy had a career but gave that up to have a family. Let a lot of women make that decision. But then what happens to you when you make that decision? When, you know, the kids are getting older and they don't need you as much as they did before, and you feel like, you know, your career has passed you by, and that the reason that you made those decisions is now moving on from you as well. And I think that creates a lot of existential crises for women, and certainly women that I know who are, you know, moving into their 40s and feeling like that.
Yeah. There are two things I wanted to reference in the book, both of them dealing with Elizabeth, Catherine. One is a conversation that Elizabeth had with Ben, and they're talking about you know, things that are going on, not to spoil it for those who haven't read it, but things that are going on around them. And, you know, the comment is made by Elizabeth, that because they're talking about kids are so mean. And Ben counters back by saying people are mean. And it's so interesting to me, and it goes into the second thing I want to reference from the book, and that was one of Elizabeth's cases where they dealt with a young person who unfortunately, you know, caused, you know, I mean, some immeasurable damage, but also loss of life. And it really showed for me what I thought about as I was reading that was how even the most innocent thing can blow up in our faces and can really cause harm that we could not have imagined. And things happen that we cannot take back. I mean, you know, what was that like for you to kind of have these, I won't call them hidden meanings, but these double meanings for these things that were going on and really showing how, regardless of intent, how so much harm could be done?
Yeah, I mean, I think that happens in people's lives at all different kinds of points. And I mean, it happened when, you know, if you take the instance of this child who started a fire, you know, that's just something that's completely outside the scope of his imagination, that there could be an effect of that. And I think, you know, that we also have a tendency to think about and to see in our culture a lot of, you know, kids bullying one another. But you know, the bullies grow up and they go out into the world and they continue. So I think, you know, it's interesting when people see connections in the book that you didn't necessarily intend. To me, mm-hmm. that's kind of the magic of books. But I think for me, I was just trying to, you know, make the point that people are messy. People are black and white. There really aren't white hats and black hats in the world. You know, I think that life is messy, and books are about the messy part of life. Because if books were about the, you know, nice, like, everyday part of life, I got up, I had my coffee this morning, you put it down, right? It's not interesting.
Right.
So there always has to be conflict, and you have to show people at their worst often in books, and that's what makes them interesting. And that's why you're reading the story, is like, how are these people going to get out of this situation? Whether it's a small moment that they're having with their spouse where they're just not getting along, or if it's the bigger, you know, arc of the story.
Yeah. I think the other thing for me was that, you know, even in the darkest of times, that hope can still exist. And I think, you know, it really, and I said this also in my review, Catherine, that, you know, for me, it really shows the importance of appreciation. Because, you know, we all have heard that saying, it could always be worse. And then you realize at times, yes, it actually could, you know, actually be worse. I mean, it's, you know, when
right.
something does
well,
happen.
Yeah, for sure. And that was the genesis of the story, because, mm-hmm. you know, we all have problems in our lives, right? And whatever problem is you're confronting in that moment seems like insurmountable to you. And I don't mean it to be a sort of like that means that unless you're like on your deathbed, you can never complain about your life. I don't think life is a competition of misery. But I do think that, you know, what happened was that, you know, I spent a lot of time in this small town in the Rockies, and I have many friends who live there. And, you know, I had been talking to one of my friends who lived there about something innocuous that was, you know, not going perfectly in that person's life. And then the next day a fire started, you know, outside of town and was threatening the town. And it just occurred to me that, like, wow, this thing that was consuming my friend, you know, a couple of weeks ago is now just like completely out the window, and it doesn't matter because their house is threatened and their town is threatened. And so I think that they're, you know, it's about perspective. So again, it's not that you can't, you know, feel the little slights and everyday hurts in your life, but there are bigger things that happen sometimes, and they make you think about, you know, what you have and what's good. And that's, you know, to me, what I want to explore with Elizabeth is she thinks her life is just, you know, unacceptable until this happens. And then then the possibility of it, you know, really being unacceptable, you know, confronts her.
Right. And I think that is it. And I think, too, you know, even when you think of smoke, and this is something I thought about at the end of the book for me, Catherine, is that it's so interesting. Smoke can come at different places. I mean, it can be at the begin to be almost an alarm that something's going on, you know. It can be evidence of something that, you know, that has, you know, column fire and, you know, and is ablaze. Or it could be something smoldering, something that has been addressed and kind of be the aftermath of it. I mean, I thought that was the interesting thing for me when I reflected on the entire book was that, you know, sometimes we have those warnings that something's afoot. Sometimes there's that in-your-face evidence. But then sometimes, you know, at the end when something's addressed, you know, and it's over, there could just be that residue of it, too. And I think that, you know, I left the book feeling hopeful. And I think that there are people who, you know, will look at this and say, wow, what a great read and what a great reminder that, you know, regardless of the damage that may have happened in our lives, that we're still standing, that we're still here, and we can rebuild in our lives and we can do great things. And I think, you know, what a great thing that fiction is able to do. And that's what I think, again, what I was saying earlier, Catherine, about you is that that's one of the great things about your work, I think, is that you remind us of that through fiction. You remind us of the truth of our lives, you know, and I think that's the great thing. You know, what is it like for you? I've called you now probably four times in this conversation a best-selling author or you know, you know, address you that way, talk about your readers around the world. I mean, what is it like for you to reflect on the fact that something that you love has brought you that type of attention?
It's weird, frankly. I mean, it's amazing, but it's also strange. Because it just it happens in a way that's I don't know I think it's a little tiny bit how celebrities feel, you know, that people feel like they know you and have access to you and your thoughts even though they don't, and so and it's also amazing. It's amazing that people come up to me at, you know, book fairs or write me emails and talk about how their book has my book has affected their life. And, you know, there's part of me, at least, that sort of feels like, oh, really? You know, is that possible? So, because, again, as I said, you know, like, these books exist in my head, and then I put them down on a piece of paper, and you know, you don't sit there, unlike, say, a movie, where you can go to the movie, and you can see how people are experiencing the movie as they're watching it. That's not how it happens with books. Like, you know, it's never happened to me that I sat there watching somebody read my book for any length of time, which is totally fine because that would be creepy for them. yeah, it's just strange. And particularly, you know, when I get emails from people in countries like Slovakia, or the Czech Republic or Poland, you know, and I'm like, wow, I've never even been to those places. And there's like a little piece of me there. It's really, I mean, I'm really lucky. You know, I my husband, when I started writing books, and I used to say to him, do you think I'm going to get a book deal? And he would be like, getting a book deal is like winning the lottery. and then that happened, and so I won the lottery. And then I'd be like, well, do you think anyone's going to buy it? And he's like, having a bestseller is like winning the lottery. So I feel like I keep winning the lottery, and that's, you know, kind of ridiculous. Like, that I shouldn't be so lucky, but I guess I think it's just important to remain appreciative of that and to not let it get in the way of, you know, what I'm trying to do, which is just to write good stories and hopefully better stories each time.
Yeah. Well, what a great thing. And I think, you know, what you just said, I think, is, again, one of the reasons why you're still here, Catherine, because I think so many times you get caught up on the everything that comes with the, you know, with the attention. And I think when you're able just to focus on the craft and what brings you joy, I think that's what keeps it fun. And I think so many times the other stuff kind of can take the fun out of it. So kudos to you for
completely.
That. Completely. Yeah, for
if,
being
if
able to
do fun,
that.
If you're not having fun, like, yeah. I mean, for me, I have another career, and so I'm, you know, lucky that way too, though that obviously means I have two jobs. So, but you know, I do this because it's fun, and not every day, but, you know, for me, if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't be doing it. And so I hope that comes through.
Yeah, I think it definitely does. And what a great conversation we've been able to have, not only with you today about your journey, but also about this new book. Again, everyone, Catherine McKenzie has been our guest for this segment. Her new book is called Smoke. It's available now. Dozens of other readers, like myself, have already posted their reviews on Amazon.com. Encourage you all to do the same thing after you read it. After you read it, though, read it first.
Yeah, yes, please.
Before you post a review.
Yeah, not when you get it, like, oh, I hope this is good, one star.
Right, exactly. So definitely do that. And Catherine, how can our audience stay connected with you?
Well, I'm on Facebook at Catherine McKenzie Author, and I'm on Twitter at CE McKenzie 1, and on Pinterest and Instagram at the same number. And I'm online. You can go to my website and email me. I'm pretty available that way. So probably you'll be sick of me if you pay too close attention.
Well, make sure you guys do stay connected. And she mentioned the website. That's CatherineMcKenzie.com. So make sure you guys do head over there and stay connected with all the great things going on with her. And, Catherine, looking forward to the next conversation with you. Really appreciate the time.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You're more than welcome. Hey, you do the same
thing. Take care.
All right. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come. We're going to have the music side of our program. We're going to have country recording artist AJ Cross is coming up at the bottom of the hour for you guys, so stay where you are. For those joining us online, we are going to lose you. So if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. And I've already tagged Catherine on both of our main sites. That's being facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link, listen to the show completely for free, and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.